According to a BART spokesperson, there's been a 45% increase in mental health-related calls to BART police since 2011. Many of those calls involve homeless people using BART stations to shelter themselves from the elements. When officers don't know what to do, they call BART's community outreach liaison, Armando Sandoval. It's hard to explain what Sandoval's job actually is, but he spends a big chunk of his mornings walking around downtown San Francisco BART stations, waking homeless people up and asking how he can help them. KLW's Holly J. McDeed spent a morning with Sandoval and the BART police to see how a transportation network confronts homelessness.
Right now, we are conducting a sweep of the station, just identifying individuals that might need some assistance.
Sandoval and his law enforcement wake-up team stroll down the halls of the Powell Street BART station.
As soon as, you know, BART opens at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, we are conducting, you know, sweeps for making sure that every entrance is safe, you know, for the station agent and the customers that are coming in. And that's paramount, is safety.
That includes safety for the homeless people they're waking up. After BART police shot and killed an unarmed man named Oscar Grant in 2009, an independent audit suggested the agency make 127 different policy changes. Hiring a crisis intervention consultant like Sandoval was one of them. On a typical day, many of the people he meets struggle with addiction, mental illness, or a combination of both.
We're still approaching them, and with every, you know, level of contact out here, we first go the safety route, make sure the situation is safe. Then officers make sure, you know, that they don't need any medical attention or psychiatric attention.
The team spots five sleeping homeless men, and then they split up. Sandoval stops by one homeless man he's woken up many times before. He asks him how he's doing.
Stay warm, stay out of the elements.
The man seems too sleepy to know how to respond. It's a little after 8 a.m., and the officers say that just a few hours ago, there were roughly 30 people sleeping in the corridors. That's a normal number.
At daybreak, you know, they're looking for a place to lay their head down and be able to, you know, regain their faculties with a little rest. And, you know, this is one area. It's safe. It's well lit. It's patrolled. It's warm. It's dry.
BART's blocking access ordinance technically means it's illegal for people to sleep, sit, or lie down at the stations. But Sandoval sees people doing exactly that every day on his job. Officially, there are 6,686 homeless people in San Francisco and 1,200 shelter beds. BART isn't a shelter, but the station has its regulars. There's the homeless veterans who are long overdue social services, the people who cling to bottles of hard liquor as they sleep, and the couples who cling to each other underneath a blanket. There's people suffering from mental illness. There's people who know they need help, and there's people who are in denial. I ask Enrique Alfonso, the regular who Sandoval woke up, whether he slept at the BART station last night.
Yeah. And were you sleeping here last night?
No. Not here, no. I try not to sleep here at all.
But he does sleep here. Sometimes he's so tired, he just passes out. And however he got here, he isn't angry Sandoval woke him up.
Same kind of thing. This is a transportation network. It needs to be open every day for its paying consumers. And unfortunately, sometimes it's looked at as a refugee zone.
Sandoval asks Alfonso if he's had a chance to stop by St. Boniface, a Tenderloin church where homeless people can sleep at night. He asks if he's been in touch with Swords to Plowshares, a group that helps veterans. Alfonso tells Sandoval he has too many friends who live on the street to try to change.
Have a great visit.
All right, you too, man. Yeah. Take care, huh? There are resources here in San Francisco and throughout the district, you know, all over the Bay Area, there are resources, but you know, it does take quite a bit to commit, you know, to that. And the lifestyles that this population are attached to are difficult to let go for a variety of reasons.
After his morning rounds, Sandoval has some time to do follow-up visits. He takes calls from officers who need advice on how to handle people who are mentally ill. and he connects with different social service agencies to talk about ways to help solve San Francisco's homeless problem.
Or individuals that you come in contact with, it's definitely a bigger battle than what law enforcement, you know, can come up with a remedy.
In the Civic Center BART station, the wake-up call continues.
What if I just give you this, and if you don't need them, you know, you don't need them, but if somebody else needs them, just let them know.
The officer wakes up another homeless man, Michael Krippel. He tells the officer it's hard for him to access services without a cell phone. The officer tells him they're passing out free cell phones in the mission with cheap plans. Krippel already knows.
They call them Obama phones.
Obama phones, as in phones that are cheap.
If that's what you need to get some services, man, that's what you need to do. Yep. This way you get off the street, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
It's too damn cold to be out there right now.
Yeah, it's true.
The man's a veteran, and so is the officer, and he uses that to connect.
But you got to help yourself, so you got to make sure you... Right. You ever heard that, you know, in the Army, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease?
Hurry up and wait.
Well, that, you don't hurry and wait. They do that, too. What's your name there, partner?
Michael.
All right, man. Take care of yourself, okay?
The officer hands him a flyer. I ask him how he ended up here.
I've been homeless pretty much since I've been out of prison, a year and a half now.
Are there any resources for veterans?
There are, but I have some kind of a chemical dependency, some addiction problems, and it's really hard for me to make appointments sometimes.
He tells me he stays awake until he can't anymore. He sleeps where he can. When I talk to Krippel, Sandoval watches closely, measuring if Krippel is a person he can engage with.
I'm watching you kind of interact with them and engaging with them, and I'm saying, okay, I'll be able to work with that guy a little bit, you know, so it's my measure too. I always do that when officers are engaging with them. If they're able to engage, you know, with an officer, there's an underlying of being able to work with them.
Weekday ridership on BART now averages about 430,000, roughly 100,000 more than 5 years ago. When riders see homeless people sleeping or asking for money, they don't always know who to call, except for the police. But just like the commuters, BART officers have to keep moving. We're all in transit here, except for those who take refuge in the train station to lie still for a few hours to get some sleep. And the police officers who stop for a few seconds to ask why, one person and one BART station at a time. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.